From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. U.S. auto safety regulators are imposing a $70 million fine on Japan's Takata Corporation for failing to recall millions of vehicles in a timely manner to address airbag inflators that could explode with too much force. That penalty could hit a record $200 million if Takata fails to adhere to the terms. Under the five-year pact, Takata admits it knew about the defective inflators long before deciding to issue a mass recall. It agrees to phase out defective devices. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is ordering manufacturers to speed up their replacement of the inflators. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox says regulators are also addressing concerns about ammonium nitrate, the chemical Takata has used to power its inflators.
We believe this chemical is a factor in these ruptures. And the combination of Takata's delays and denial, plus unexplained issues with ammonium nitrate inflators, not already under recall, leave us without confidence in these products going forward.
At least 7 deaths and nearly 100 injuries worldwide have been linked to the faulty Takata airbags. In his first news briefing as House Speaker, Paul Ryan is highlighting a long-term transportation bill that he says will undergo an open process in the House this week.
We're advancing an issue that is a big priority to the hardworking taxpayers of this country, fixing our roads and our bridges, improving our transportation infrastructure. Chairman Schuster has done a phenomenal job putting this together, and that's why we're going to have an open process on the floor with lots of amendments considered by all members from both parties.
Ryan was recently elected to succeed John Boehner. Voters in Houston are electing a new mayor today, but as Florian Martin from Houston Public Media reports, another issue on the ballot is attracting even more attention.
Houstonians will decide the fate of the Houston Equal Rights Ordinance, or HERO. The city council passed the anti-discrimination law last year, but it's landed on the ballot after a coalition of social conservatives challenged it in court. HERO covers 15 different characteristics, such as race, gender, and sexual orientation. But the controversy centers on the protection of gender identity. Opponents say the ordinance will enable sexual predators to claim they're female and go into women's restrooms to harass women and girls. Supporters dismiss that argument as fear-mongering, pointing to the hundreds of other cities and counties with similar ordinances. For NPR News, I'm Florian Martin in Houston.
The latest snapshot of new orders for U.S. factory goods reveals a second straight monthly decline. Commerce Department reporting a 1% drop in September when deep spending cuts by energy companies and a strong dollar continue to weigh down the manufacturing sector's recovery. Dow is up 124 points at last glance. This is NPR News. A rare tropical storm has flooded a southern coastal area of Yemen. NPR's Allison Muse reports the Arab world's poorest country has few resources to cope with the storm amid an ongoing war.
Footage posted by residents shows water pouring through the Yemeni port city Mukalla. Photos posted to Twitter show cars submerged and apartment buildings marooned by the flooding. The area is controlled by Al-Qaeda, which took control amid a security vacuum. Yemen is ill-equipped to respond to the natural disaster. For the past 7 months, a Saudi-led coalition has been targeting Yemen's Houthi rebels with airstrikes. The air war and ground fighting have exacerbated an already dire humanitarian situation. Yemen imports the bulk of its food and fuel and is facing a coalition sea blockade. Allison Muse, NPR News, Beirut.
Israeli forces have shut down a Palestinian radio station in Hebron, a hotspot of the recent increase in violence. More from NPR's Emily Harris.
Israel says its forces shut down the Al-Hodeya radio station in order to, quote, prevent incitement. An army statement blamed the broadcaster for encouraging and glorifying attacks and reporting false claims that Israeli forces execute Palestinians. In response, Al-Hodeya's director said his station reports what he called the daily crimes of Israel against Palestinians. The two sides see the rise in violence quite differently. Since mid-September, 11 Israeli Jews have been killed by Palestinians and an Israeli Arab. Israeli forces killed almost 70 Palestinians, including over 40 Israel identifies as attackers. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.
This is NPR.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.